what worked for me? What was a waste of time? Where am I having gaps? What did I have too much of? What did I not have enough of? And so really leaning on my calendar as like a resource and a space, but also just really looking at it as a way to define a rhythm for myself and my year.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
So if you were to see the amount of work that me and my team get done every single week, you would think that there were at least 30 people on our team. Like, seriously, people are always shocked when I tell them how lean my team is. But there's one big secret that my small but mighty team has, and that is that we don't do it alone. My team and I rely on a ton of different tools for running our own business, and I'm so excited to spend today walking you through each tool. Rather than you having to scour the internet and get 10 million different opinions when you Google what is the best software for X, Y, or Z, let me literally do the work for you, because I'll tell you, we've probably tried and tested just about every single thing. I'm going to break it all down because there are a lot of different tools out there that could be beneficial for your business. But maybe you're wondering, is it worth it? Is it actually going to help? And what do I use that tool for? Well, today is your episode. And before we dive in, I just have to make a note. I am not a tool junkie. In fact, I am generally speaking not a super early adopter when it comes to tools. Usually different types of tools and software and things freak me out because I'm not really great with tech. And so if you are someone like me who is often leery about adding something new or trying something different, I just want you to know you are not alone. So these are ones that are easy to use, easy to implement, and absolutely life-changing. Let's dive on into 10 business tools that we could not live without here on Team Jenna Kutcher. Sales super teams aren't built overnight. They require unicorn level talent, hours upon hours of training, huge bottomless budgets, and the perfect mix of impossible luck and 24/7 work. Or they just have a better sales platform like HubSpot Sales Hub. It's an all-in-one platform filled with all the tools and insights to deliver personalized communications people are looking for. Smarter prospecting, check. Faster revenue, yep. Scales with you, it sure does. Plus, with tons of AI-powered features, teams can spend less of the day on boring, time-sucking tasks and focus on growing the relationships that matter most. Let's face it, your old platform just isn't cutting it. It's cumbersome, it's expensive, it's causing a rift between marketing and sales. I could go on, but let's focus on the keys to winning. Are you ready for your sales team to reach all-star selling status? Sales Hub is a dream come true for sellers. Visit HubSpot.com/sales to stop dreaming and start selling with Sales Hub. That's HubSpot.com/sales. One of the toughest parts of starting and growing your own business is figuring out how to use social media. Like, how do you talk about your products without sounding salesy? What should you even talk about? There's a recent episode of a great podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about this. You'll learn how to reach your customers with social media, how often you should post, and how to infuse fun into your online identity. Speaking of fun, host Andrea Marquez is joined by none other than Kat Norton, Miss Excel herself, who somehow managed to make spreadsheet formulas joyful. So you know this episode has some great advice. The episode is called How to Create a Social Media Strategy to Reach New Customers, and you can go listen to it right now wherever you get your podcasts. This is Small Business answers so many of these kinds of questions, questions that all entrepreneurs have. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, this show covers it all. Learn more about how to start and grow your biz by listening to This is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon. Big thanks to This is Small Business for supporting Gold Digger. Go show them some love on your favorite podcast app. Before we dive in, I want to make a very important note that every single one of these tools is going to be linked up in today's show notes and show description. Now, these are literally the tools that we are using day in and day out. They are tried and true. And if I have a partner or an affiliate code for you, those are going to be linked as well. So a lot of these have special free offers at zero expense to you. I get to refer you to them because I love them. So basically, if I can save you some money or get you a free trial, I have done all that. You can click the links in the show notes or show description to take advantage of all of these different offers of my absolute favorite things. Okay, let's dive on in. So the first thing, if somebody told me, Jenna, you can only pick one thing that you have in your business, one software or one tool that you get to use, this is the one I would choose. So the one that I would choose is called Monday, monday.com. This is what we use for our project management. So I will never forget 5 years ago, I was coming out of postpartum after having Coco. I remember coming back online and feeling like I have no idea what I need to do. I would literally like open my computer and sit there and be like, I know I should be doing something. I don't know what to do. I had no idea where projects were at, where tasks were at. I was the one that was basically pushing every single thing forward, which also meant that I was the linchpin in my business. We had not used any project management tool. Monday.com changed my life and it changed my team's lives when we implemented it. And I have to give a huge shout out to my right-hand girl, Marissa, because she's the one that picked this one out. We picked it out for a few different reasons. So there are a bunch of different project management softwares out there. This one is the prettiest. It's like the most visually appealing and it can connect with a lot of different apps and things that you might already be using in your business. So there are a ton of different integrations. What I love about Monday.com is that you can create so many different boards where you are tracking projects from start to finish. You can assign team members, you can assign deadlines, you can assign status updates, you can leave notes, you can upload documents. So this is basically like the hub of my entire business. This is where I log into every day where my team can assign me different items that they need me to review or add input on. It's where my to-do list lives. It's where every project from start to finish lives. So just before recording this, I popped in to follow up on a huge project we're working on. And I literally could click to the Monday board and see the status of everything. What's in process, what's done, what we're waiting on being completed, like everything. We also use this as the hub to save all of our resources. So if you are someone who is constantly scouring your Google Drive or Dropbox to find different files or folders, and you're not organized. That was me. Monday.com has made it so that we are super, super organized in how we are saving our files and downloads. As a reminder, all of these resources are going to be linked in today's show notes and show description, and we have amazing bonuses for you. So Monday.com is the number one thing I use. It is amazing. And I literally always have a tab with it open. That is like my ride or die. If I could only have one, I'd choose it. Okay. The next thing that I would say that I love and use every day is a system. I don't even know what to call it. It's called Front.com. Front. So this is an inbox management tool. And we started using this probably over a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago at this point. Probably 2 years ago. And I love this because basically it's this email management system that helps you sort through all of your incoming emails. You can assign emails. You can actually have conversations with team members below emails so that it's not going back and forth and adding to people's inboxes, but you can discuss things like under the radar, which is super helpful. And I love this because it's really helped me get to a place of inbox zero, which I never thought was a reality for me. And so what's beautiful is Steph, my VA, goes through all of the emails that come in every day. And her goal is to assign me no more than 5 emails. And these are emails that only I can respond to. Otherwise, she tries to take care of everything else. And so it's this beautiful way that we can test emails that we're going to send out to our email list and comment suggestions and feedback without, again, doing a huge chain of back and forth. And it's just really cleaned up our inbox. It's Front.com. I really, really like it. And again, I use this. So basically, it integrates and pulls in all of our Gmail activity into one space. And then it just makes it a lot easier to assign emails to different team members and kind of save you from the inbox overwhelm, to be honest. And trust me, I get very overwhelmed by my inbox. The next thing is new to us. So this is within the last year, and it's G4 and Looker Studio dashboards. So this is kind of a collaborative thing. I recently did an episode about measurement and why I'm like so nerdy excited about measurement when it comes to analytics and tracking insights on basically everything in my business. So we hired this measurement company about a year ago, and they've basically set up these incredible dashboards for every area of our business where we can see this is how our landing pages are converting, this is how our email list is growing, this is how many sales we've done each week. Like, they're beautiful, they're visual, they're color coded, they're everything that Jen and Kutcher loves. And so relying on G4, which is basically Google Analytics, they recently did this update to G4, and combining it with using these Looker Studio dashboards, we now have like a whole different level of doing business. And I love this because it's been able to take our information and organize it in ways that we want to see it. So if you are like me, a lot of times if I were to go into Google Analytics, I didn't even know what I was looking at. Like, I didn't know why certain things were important. I didn't know why certain things were highlighted. I didn't really understand how to use that information to lead to actual action. And so having this G4 Looker Studio combo that is facilitated through our measurement team, this is a tab that I am having open each week. And it's also a tab that I'm encouraging my team to get comfortable on. One thing I've realized is that a lot of us are uncomfortable looking at and reading data and understanding how that data informs our decisions. And so leveraging these beautiful dashboards, I'm having my team hop in and say, okay, what questions should you be asking? What tweaks should we be making? What should we be implementing? And so first things first, if you are not on Google Analytics yet, you need to figure out how to place the code on your website, even if you have zero interest in it. This is a way that you can start gathering data on who's visiting your website, how they're getting there, how long they're staying there, what they're clicking to. It's going to give you all sorts of insight. Even if you just implant the code, which if you Google it, it will walk you through step by step by step, and you don't do anything else, you are going to be so thankful, because when the time comes and you get nerdy like me and you want to have things like dashboards, you have to have Google Analytics installed, because you can't go back and get data. You can only get data that you've collected with the code installed on your site. So do yourself a favor. If you do not have that yet, even if you have zero interest in doing it right now, go get that code on your website so it can start tracking all of your traffic and insights. And I'll tell you that having measurement and dashboards has been so game changing for our business. And again, nerdy, but I'm super excited about it.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Okay, the next one is ManyChat. So I have talked about this topic and shared about why this has been so transformative. So ManyChat is the one tool that got me excited about creating content again. What is ManyChat? So ManyChat is a software that integrates with platforms like Instagram and Facebook to allow you to set up those automations that are called chat funnels. These automations look like when you go onto my Instagram and I say, you know, comment the word pod and I'll send you my free podcast training. And then you comment the word pod and all of a sudden in your DMs, you're getting messages from me where you can register for the training. It's super seamless. It's super slick. It's amazing. ManyChat is a platform that allows you to do that. Now, ManyChat changed the game for me and my marketing, but it's also changed the game for so many of you. I have talked about this topic so many times in the last year, because I definitely think it is the most effective strategy to be using with your content creation. So if you want to see how this works and what it looks like, go on to Instagram right now, search for me, Jenna Kutcher, and type the word chat. Just send me a DM with the word chat, C-H-A-T, and you can literally see how the automation works, and you can also experience it and learn more about how you can do this in your own business. If you are someone who is struggling to tie creating content to a true ROI in your business, this could be the ticket for you. And the cool thing is if you're not ready to start using an automation, you can start using some of the strategies that we're using with automation inside of your own content creation process to start to see that, whoa, this could really work and simplify things for you. The thing that I love about ManyChat is that I can go to bed at night and my Instagram can still be serving people, connecting people to what they need, and gathering incredible insights and information and even email addresses for me while I sleep. And so while I personally want to respond to every single comment and DM, a lot of it can be tackled with automation that gets people closer to the finished result without requiring a human to manually be doing it. Now, again, this strategy helped me earn over $1.7 million in the time that I've been using it. And it's also helped me gather 50,000 new email subscribers based on my followers, like people who were already following me, who already enjoyed my content, but hadn't actually subscribed to my email list. So there is so much value in it. I absolutely love ManyChat. It is an amazing company. And if you are someone like me, I used ManyChat years and years and years ago. And their thing at the time was that they could send Facebook messages to people. If you were someone who used it years ago, stopped using it, it is totally different now. So get on back with it. Again, I have a link and a code for you in today's show description and the show notes. It's all listed out, but ManyChat is the real MVP, especially in connecting your content to real tangible results. The next one is HoneyBook. So if you have listened to the show since day one, you might remember HoneyBook was the first and only sponsor of the Gold Digger podcast in those early days. They believed in me and the show and the vision of the show since day one, which is super honorable. I have been using HoneyBook. So here's a funny story. I bought HoneyBook on December 31st, years and years and years ago, to get it as a tax write-off. This was when I was a wedding photographer and I was literally still doing all US Postal Service mail contracts and checks. So anytime a bride would book me, I would mail them a contract. They would have to mail it back to me and checks. I had this file cabinet. In fact, I still have this file cabinet. I just like can't throw it away, of all of the paper contracts, the paper trails that I was tracking. I had this like little tracking sheet where I'd have to mark down like invoice sent, received, deposited, everything was manual. HoneyBook changed the game for me on this one. So what's really interesting is that as my business has evolved over the years, I have still used HoneyBook basically on a daily basis. So back in the day as a wedding photographer, I used it as my project management tracker for all of my clientele. So what's beautiful about HoneyBook is that you can send out invoices, you can get contracts signed, you can send out automated messages during a certain flow. So for me, it was like email my brides 1 month out, 2 weeks out, 1 week out, here's the information that they need. And basically I created these amazing templates, brochures, different things inside a HoneyBook and had that entire system automated. And then on wedding days, I would be able to pull up forms that my clients had filled out saying their parents' names and their bridesmaids' names and everything was in one place. So I wasn't like searching through my inbox folders, like, where's that one PDF? It was all in one place. It was like this pipeline from start to finish with a consumer. Now we use HoneyBook for a lot of our internal processes. So if somebody new joins the team, they're signing contracts, they're signing job descriptions, NDAs, whatever that is. When somebody comes on this podcast, we have a whole podcast contract they fill out. So it is like the home of a lot of our legalities. And it is also the place where we send invoices out of. So it's beautiful because it can integrate with things like QuickBooks, where if you are someone who is collecting in payments or you're offering payment plans to your customers, using HoneyBook can be a way where you can automate those processes, have automatic follow-ups, and have all of your accounting information on one platform that you can literally connect with QuickBooks or export for your accountants. So I love HoneyBook. I use it, and it's really cool to see how it's been applicable in my business from day one of this podcast, which was 2017, until today, and how we've been able to use it throughout the entire evolution of my own business. And it's still been a trusted and loved tool. Okay. The next one could be life-changing for you. It is called Showit. So Showit is the website platform that I use. I cannot tell you how many times I get asked, where are you hosting your website? So Showit is similar to, say, a WordPress or a Squarespace, but it's its own platform. And I have been on Showit for years and years and years, and I've gotten so many of my friends over on to Showit. Now, here's what's really interesting about Showit. When I first joined, Showit was kind of a niche hosting site, mainly for photographers. That's like the niche that they were in. They were amazing website hosts for people that shot photos. It was very geared towards that. Now, over the years, I can't stop talking about it. And so all of a sudden, they're starting to get digital marketers and authors and course creators and coaches. And it really has expanded. I love Showit so much. I have used both WordPress and Squarespace. Showit is so much easier to use than either of those. So what I love about Showit is that it's very drag and drop. And so I feel like a lot of times when you are working on other templates, like you couldn't actually like get things visually how you actually wanted them. It was very clunky. Things wouldn't save or it would crash. When I had WordPress, which is what I had for many years, I would have to email my designer who would have to email a coder, which was usually in a different country, just to get it to change from like, here are my 2016 rates to changing the number to 2017. And it would take like 3 weeks for just that one little change to happen. And it was expensive. Now I can log into my website. I can build out pages by myself. The number of pages that I've built on my own website, I can change out photos. I can change out words. I can fix typos. I can swap things. Like I have built over 100 pages for my business. And this is not an exaggeration in Showit. I love that I feel confident in it. I love that I don't need to understand coding. I love that I don't have to have a designer. I love that I am able to go in and tweak and fix things. And guess what? My team can too. It is such a user-friendly platform. And so basically Showit is like the host, the place where you're building it. Now, secondary to Showit and what is like peanut butter and jelly with it are Tonic site templates. So if you love my website, I have to tell you a little secret. My website is based on a website template. My web designer, Jen Olmsted, I have been with her for probably 5 or 6 years, used a template to build my website. You know why? Because her templates are so beautiful. I was like, hey, you don't even need to reinvent the wheel on my site. Like, use this template because I love it. And let's just tweak it to make it my own. So basically, Tonic creates templates that work with Show It. So you need Show It as the host. Tonic is like the beautiful design build out. And so I am obsessed with my website. And if you are someone who cannot say the same, you got to go check out Tonic. Again, linked in the show notes and the show description. And we also have a code for you on that. And what I love is that you can take any template and you can make it feel so your own. Nobody will know it's a template just by changing colors, pictures, fonts. Like, it is incredible how quickly you can customize. I know people that have literally got their website up in one day who have been waiting for years, right? Or been waiting on the designer and then waiting on the coder. It is so easy to use and user-friendly. And as someone who used to be very afraid of tech, who is still not considering herself a guru, I love that I can go in and basically build out a page or tweak a page any day of the week without feeling concerned that I'm going to break the whole thing. So again, Show It is like the base, the foundation. Tonic is like the beautiful paintings on the wall. Those two together are like a deadly combo in the best way possible. And that's what we've leveraged for my site for years. And they're all created by my amazing web designer, Jenna Olmsted. Okay, next tool is Canva. If you don't use this yet, what are you doing? Canva is it for Team JK. I bet every single person on my team right now has a Canva tab open on their computer or like the app pulled up. So Canva is a free design tool. Their origin story is actually really interesting. I heard about it on the podcast, How I Built This. They built it, I believe, as a yearbook designer tool for like schools who are creating yearbooks. It is so much bigger than that now. And dang it, it keeps getting better and better. So it is a free design tool, canva.com. We create basically everything inside of Canva. So we create our slides for webinars. We create our workbooks. We create all of our ad graphics. We create our social media graphics. We create our email graphics. Like, anything visual that is happening in our brand is coming out of Canva. Now, I love this because we are able to create templates for so many different things, from our Pinterest pins to the graphics that we post on the Gold Digger account to Facebook graphics. Like, everything basically is a template, which means that basically anyone on my team can go in and tweak the template to get what they need. I was using Canva, no joke, last night. I had to make this like scrapbook thing for Coco for school. And of course, I waited until the very last minute. Hello. And I was in Canva last night, like designing things for her little book that she brought into school. So if you are not using Canva, get over there. I also know so many designers, my own designer, used to use Adobe InDesign for everything. And I was a photographer for many years. Do not forget this. Like, I can get my way around Adobe. Canva is so much more user-friendly for everybody, and it just keeps getting better. So if you are not using Canva yet, go on there. They have a ton of pre-made templates that make you like look like a designer, or you can create your own, but the opportunities are endless. And it's also an amazing place to like organize all the assets that you have in your business so that you're not always creating from scratch. I freaking love Canva. All right, we are down to the final two. So this one is a brand new one to me. I'm actually very excited about it. It is called Searchy. So at the end of 2023, I went to a mastermind with a guy named Stu McLaren, who I adore. And it was so funny because for years and years and years, he kept telling me about Searchy. Searchy is like his brainchild. It's like his baby. But I never really understood it until I was with him and he showed us how it works. So Searchy basically can create your own version of ChatGPT, but only for your content and the content you feed it. So, you know, you go into ChatGPT, you can type in a question, it like pumps out all these results. You don't really know where those are from. You can basically create like a Jenna GPT, and we've done just that. So think about this. We have had hundreds of podcast episodes from very episode one until today, hundreds of episodes on this podcast. Now, you as a listener have heard about so many different topics and strategies and themes over the years of listening to Gold Digger. But maybe you heard something in an episode and you can't remember exactly which episode it was and you want to go revisit it. How do you do that, right? How do you find that needle in the haystack that is the Gold Digger podcast? Well, with Searchy, you can import in all of your content. So what we did is we imported in every single episode of the Gold Digger podcast and created this space where you literally can search for anything. So if you go to jennakutcher.com/ask, jennakutcher.com/ask. You can go on and ask me a question just like you'd ask ChatGPT a question, and it will pull the exact episodes that I speak about that topic and the correct timestamps for it. So let's say you want to get into affiliate marketing. You know, I've covered a lot of content about affiliate marketing, but maybe you have a specific question like, how do I know I'm ready to start affiliate marketing? You type that in to jennakutcher.com/ask. It's going to tell you all the different places in the podcast that I've talked about affiliate marketing, answer your question for you, and guide you to that content and that exact timestamp like that. What is amazing is that you can type in any question, and if I've covered it on this very podcast, it's going to point you to the episode and the timestamp where it is discussed. This is going to help you get your questions answered so fast. I'm so stoked about this because honestly, we needed it internally of like, when was the last time I talked about this? What did I say about this? Do I still agree with that? Did I change my mind? So go to jennakutcher.com/ask. Go chat with me on my little own personal ChatGPT. But I was so excited about Searchy because you can create internal searches and external searches. So the one we created for you, our listeners, is an external one, but we're also working on creating internal one where my team is constantly recording different playbooks and videos of them doing different processes as we're refining them. We can import even things like our team calls into them. And then that way, if somebody misses it or they're asking like, hey, what is the plan for this launch? If it is uploaded into our searchy, it will take them to the exact video or audio and the timestamp, and it's all organized. So we're going to try to create almost an internal one of all the different tasks and things that we do within our brand so that if anyone is trying to, let's say they're like, how do I create a blog post? And we have a video about that. It'll take them to that. It's going to save a ton of back and forth. It's going to save a ton of support. I'm super stoked about it. So again, Searchy is a new tool. Go to jennakutcher.com/ask to try it out. I'm super excited to hear what you think. And then lastly, this is something that kind of makes me laugh. This isn't like a mind-blowing thing, but it's Google Calendar. Oh my gosh, I live and die by my calendar now. I used to not even use a calendar. I don't know how. I don't know why. Calendars used to kind of freak me out. I don't like seeing stuff on my calendar. I like wide open spaces like all of the Dixie Chicks. But now I am like getting into a science of like color coding my calendar, doing calendar audits, creating a rhythm. And I've been trying to really figure out like what is the best rhythm for me in terms of creation, in terms of community, in terms of rest, in terms of work. What hours am I most productive? How can I batch myself a little bit more so that I'm staying more focused? What does it look like to do deep work? How am I setting aside time for deep work? What does it look like to have personal time? And so I am like really getting this rhythm and communicating this rhythm, creating boundaries and protecting this rhythm. And my Google Calendar is just such a good resource for me to look at like, hey, how am I feeling this month? Am I feeling really stressed out? Well, what does my calendar look like? Okay, what do I need to do next month? Or am I feeling super creative? Okay, what am I doing right? Like time blocking that I can really take into the next week or month. And then also, what sort of boundaries do I need to have around my calendar? Like I am doing this thing, I've kind of coined it like 90 days of no, where I'm just like saying no to basically everything, just so I can have more clarity on like, what am I want to be working on? What do I need in my own life, in my own business before I'm saying yes to everyone else. So having this calendar and really looking at it and analyzing it and sharing it with my team and my husband and all these things has been so awesome. And I just love having everything in one place and also having this like time capsule to look back on of like, oh wow, I had so many meetings. Like at the beginning of this year, I did this huge audit where I went month through my calendar from last year. And I looked at like what worked for me, what was a waste of time, where am I having gaps, what did I have too much of, what did I not have enough of. And so really leaning on my calendar as like a resource and a space, but also just really looking at it as a way to define a rhythm for myself and my year. Okay, so there you have it. Let me give you the rundown. We've got Monday.com, Front, G4 and Looker Studio Dashboards, ManyChat, HoneyBook, ShowIt, Tonic Site Templates, Canva, Searchy, and Google Calendar. Everything is linked for you in the show notes and the show description. I have so many amazing affiliate codes and partner offers. And again, it doesn't cost you a penny more, but it's basically like, hey, Jenna, thanks for connecting me to this awesome resource. And so many of these brands have given exclusive discounts and deals for you to try them out. And a lot of them have free trials too. So it's nothing that you need to shy away from. If any of these really enlightened you, get started. Start implementing and using a new tool. These tools are things that we use every single day within the business that have helped me to grow and scale this business to a place where it hasn't like taken over my life. I feel like each of these tools is almost like a mini team member on my team. And so I hope you love today's episode to really know like, what is it that we're using and how are we using it? And I hope I explained everything clear so that you have zero tech fears. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I love speaking into your life. And of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.